Wednesday, June 3rd, was a day of graduation exercises. Lyndon left in the morning to go and speak to the Coast Guard Academy at New London, Connecticut. And I gave the commencement address at Georgetown Visitation Preparatory School for Beth Jenkins' graduation. Georgetown Visitation is the second oldest Catholic girls' school in the country, in the small auditorium in a building that's 165 years old. There was standing room only. I was glad to see Marjorie and Walter on the front row with Beth's beau and Lucy. I was met at the front door by Sister Roberta, though because she belongs to a cloistered order, she could not actually come outside. Nearly all the teachers were nuns, and on the stage I sat Archbishop John Spence. The graduates in their white dresses, long, and the big bouquets of red roses, came filing in, looking so fresh and pretty. This was the first time I had ever seen Beth listed as Elizabeth Enna Jenkins. Also in the class was Linda Jean Montoya, the daughter of Congressman and Mrs. Montoya of New Mexico. It was about a C-plus speech, actually, but I liked the part about them making their ultimate objective not the kind of success that is measured by promotions, rewards, and affluence. Success is not always in getting. It is more often giving. It does not consist of what we do, but rather what we are. Success is not always an accomplishment. It can be a state of mind, the quiet dignity of a home, the relationship of the individuals in that home. And then something that I like to accent, the fact that women today are called on to play a role unparalleled since frontier times. In those days, she served as wife, teacher, physician, and often community leader in her settlement town. And then there were some specifics about the summer. I wanted them to do anything except vegetate, although it's good to vegetate for just a little, but not the whole summer long. Perhaps they might get part-time jobs, like my daughter Lucy, or maybe do some community work, like go down to the Urban Service Corps, where Mrs. Annette Reed would gladly sign them up as a reading aide for children or as a library helper. In spite of its being on a C+, Walter and Marjorie looked pleased, and that was the main thing I was there for as a substitute for Lyndon. Then the awarding of diplomas. The bishop gave each girl her diploma and very often a personal remark to each one, something about, "Aren't you the daughter of?" Or perhaps, "I remember your grandmother." There were a lot of families there who have attended Georgetown Visitation for three generations. Each girl curtsied and kissed his ring when she received a diploma. When it came time for Beth's, he handed it to me, and I rose and gave it to Beth. After the graduates had all filed out, everybody went out into the rose garden, ablaze with lovely red roses and full of proud parents. I met all the graduates that I could, had my picture taken with Beth and family, with Linda Montoya and family, and signed innumerable autographs for graduates and for guests. And then I left Lucy behind to stay and have lunch with Walter and Marjorie and Bill Lettuce and return to the White House for work on mail. Actually, this turned out to be a good day for being a mother because it was my good fortune to encounter Lucy in the hall about 7 o'clock, just as she was going to have a date. I got them to sit down and talk to me for about an hour or perhaps longer. I had wanted to draw into the family circle and listen to him and try to make him feel at home. I know it means more to Lucy than just about anything I can do for her. Ida Mae Cain says a mother's job is to listen, and some of the best listening that I do is to Lucy. Although sometimes it takes her an awfully long time to get to the point. She can be deep, intuitive, and such an appealing combination of needful child and flirtatious female older than Eve. Any hour I snatch with her is one well spent. Lyndon came in for a very late dinner, about, and then his massive dose of night reading.